Good morning and welcome to Antenna One Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director here at Red River Radio. And coming up on Saturday, November 24th at 8 p.m., the Tipitina Foundation will present an all-star benefit concert featuring country superstar Kix Brooks along with Sonny Landreth at Shreveport Municipal Auditorium. And all proceeds from this concert will go to The Instruments Are Coming, a program used to purchase new high-quality musical instruments for school music programs in Caddo and Bossier parishes. Joining me this morning is Kathy Melanson to talk about this exciting concert and the efforts to bring more music opportunities to our children. Kathy, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
So let's start with the need in our school districts. I mean, a lot of school programs often lose money, especially for music education during tough times. But the Tipitina's Foundation is really working to remedy this situation. Can you explain about what they're doing and also the demonstrable benefits of school music in the education of our children?
Tipitina's Foundation has been going on since 1996 in New Orleans. Roland von Karnatowski and his wife Mary, when they became owners of Tipitina's Club, they thought there was something that they needed to do and help out the community. And they realized that there was a shortage of instruments in the public school system. So with their foundation, they came up with an event called Instruments A-Comin'. Over the last 10 years, they have put more than $2.5 million worth of brand new instruments into band programs, 75 schools, over 4,000 students. We are very, very fortunate that they have chosen Shreveport-Bossier to be their first cities outside of New Orleans to bring this event. 100% of these ticket sales for this concert will go to buy brand new instruments for Shreveport-Bossier school programs.
A lot of schools that still have music programs, they have directors that they actually have to turn kids away because they don't have the instruments. And of course, a lot of the children can't afford to go out and buy their own instruments. Kids who want to get into a music program but can't because there's no instruments available.
Right. From what I understand, if you can't purchase your instrument or rent an instrument, you're pretty much out of luck. I've been told that some of the instruments in our local schools are the same instruments that were there when I was in school. The first thing they cut are the arts in school, which is very unfortunate because we all know how important that is to a child's education, to a child's being, if you will. Studies have been done about children involved in music programs, what a difference it makes in their lives. Not only are they better students, but they become better citizens. They don't have time to get into trouble because marching bands, during the summer especially, they're there at 6 o'clock in the morning marching on that football field. If you're up at 6 o'clock in the morning on a summer day, you're going to be in bed a little earlier that night and not have a whole lot of time to get into trouble.
Tell us a little bit about the actual concert plans.
Well, Kix is coming to town that afternoon, I've been told. If there's anyone out there that is interested in him making an appearance, I mean, that is a possibility that they can get in touch with us and we can arrange that. But the concert itself is going to take place at one of my favorite buildings in the entire city, and that's the Municipal Auditorium. We are going to do a VIP event prior to the concert, beginning at 6:30. It's going to be held in the ballroom upstairs at the Municipal Auditorium. There are quite a few VIPs that are going to be there that are personal friends of Kix Brooks, so we're really excited. Sonny Landreth from Lafayette has a lot of fans in this area, and we're hoping that he'll be able to bring some folks in as well. And then following Sonny, of course, will be Kix for his concert.
And for like businesses and other organizations that might want to get involved in this, what would they have to do to work with you?
Just give me a call. They can also email me at kcmelancon@att.net. I'll be able to take care of that information for them. And we can take VIP sponsorships probably up until Friday.
And for those who are going to the concert, there's going to be a little door prize, so to speak. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Tipitina's Foundation has put together a CD. It's a compilation of Fats Domino's music. And it has artists from Dr. John, Elton John, Nora Jones, B.B. King, Lenny Kravitz, Paul McCartney, Willie Nelson. They even have Robert Plant, and they have a John Lennon version of one of the songs. So every person that walks through those doors with a ticket is going to get one of these CDs.
Oh, excellent. If those that are listening right now outside of businesses wanted to help the Tipitina Foundation out with this program, what could they do?
Tipitinasfoundation.org. Very easily you can contact them if you're interested in making a donation. But the best way to make a contribution is to come to the concert. It's going to be a great and enjoyable evening.
That's an all-star benefit concert featuring country superstar Kix Brooks. And Sonny Landreth will be opening for him. It's at Shreveport Municipal Auditorium this Saturday night at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. The concert will raise funds to benefit the Instruments of Common program of the Tipitina Foundation and will be used to purchase new high-quality musical instruments for school music programs in Caddo and Bossier Parish. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster, Centritel box office, at Walmart locations, and on the day of the show at Municipal Auditorium. Kathy, I want to thank you for stopping by this morning.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.